We're looking at Northwestern Mutual's effort to connect tech entrepreneurs who are Black to venture capital. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Milwaukee-based insurer launched a national startup accelerator and allocated $20 million exclusively for Black-founded startups. What effect will the seed money have for underserved communities and to increase diversity in tech? Are you a person of color trying to get your startup launched? What are the barriers? Have you found investors and have access to resources that help, like intellectual property help or mentorship? 800-642-1234 to join in. Abeem Kolawale is Vice President of Digital Innovation at Northwestern Mutual. He chairs the investment committee for the Cream City Venture Capital Fund, which is one of Northwestern Mutual's funds focused on supporting startups in southeastern Wisconsin. Abeem, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. What is it like today being a Black entrepreneur who has an idea, who's trying to launch an idea?
Thank you for that question. It's quite challenging. We know that the stats indicate that Black founders who are interested in advancing their business ideas have less than 1% access to venture capital funding. And as such, at Northwestern Mutual, on the heels of George Floyd, we wanted to make sure we were committed to supporting Black founders and provided them with access to capital by setting aside $20 million from our Northwestern Mutual Futures Ventures to be able to enable Black founders to have an equal footing and thereby help with respect to equity when it comes to Black businesses.
Why $20 million? And is this just a start?
This is just a start, actually. We wanted to make sure that we set aside a sizable amount of funding over the next couple of years and see exactly the impact we're able to make with that set-aside funding. To date, we've gotten a fair amount of applications already, which is a great, great sign. And for the accelerator program, we actually have over 400 applications already.
Wow.
For the cohort that's meant to begin in March.
So you've had quite a bit of reception. There is an appetite out there. Do you anticipate you're going to get some really good startup ideas that otherwise wouldn't have been there if you hadn't put out this type of ask and this type of money?
We believe so. I mean, to your point, 400 applications indicates that there's a tremendous amount of appetite. And we believe that, but for this type of set aside, the systemic problems would have continued, and we expect to see even more appetite for the next cohort program that we're going to start in the fall.
People of color are often underbanked or unbanked. You know, getting a banker to give your business a new loan, that is a huge barrier, huge challenge. How should banks be stepping up at this point?
I think banks and all other community partners really need to evaluate the challenges based on systemic racism and ensure that we are creating opportunities for equal footing for banks, extension of loans, the enablement of affordable housing. I think all community corporations can come together to really think about the significant impacts that can be made, not only domestically within their communities, but also nationally.
And they might say to you, well, we're negotiating risk. We need to assess our exposure, our risk. What do you say to that?
Well, all banks need to continue to think about their underwriting standards. But when we think about the systemic racism and the fact that when we think about loans, historically, Blacks and African Americans did not have the same kind of access. And this is a time to really be forethinking and to think about how banks, for instance, and other community partners can rethink their policies to make sure that we are advancing racial equity with some degree of impact.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Abeem Kolawale, who is Vice President of Digital Innovation at Northwestern Mutual. We're talking about the new effort to invest in high-growth startups founded by Black entrepreneurs. Have you started a business recently, or maybe in the last few years, did you have access to venture capital? How did seed money help you in the early stages? Join in at 800-642-1234. Abeem, in these applications you're getting in, what kind of startup ideas, what kind of businesses are eligible for the investment funding?
That's a very good question, Kate. We look for businesses that have some degree of strategic alignment with Northwestern Mutual. In particular, we look at businesses that are involved in four areas. Businesses that are involved in anticipating and building for consumers' changing preferences, reimagining the client experience, the digital health revolution, and transformational analytics and technologies. So we very much invite any businesses that have business ideas focused in these areas to please get involved and submit applications. It's a very, very exciting time, and we're very excited to be involved in this.
Could you give some examples for us of what might fall under that umbrella?
Yes. We know that consumers' changing experiences are rapidly evolving. And as a financial security company, we're very interested in businesses, as an example, that might have some financial technology capabilities that really will help to accelerate and transform the experience that we as consumers have.
So your company is also making a larger commitment to diversity and inclusion, and you have this sustained action for racial equity task force.
Correct.
What are you working through on this task force?
Yeah, thanks for that opportunity. The company has been committed to diversity and inclusion for quite some time now. But on the heels of the unfortunate passing of George Floyd, CEO John Schlifske decided to put together a task force called the Sustained Action for Racial Equity. And he was quite emphatic around the word sustained to make sure that our policies and the actions have sustained impact. There are four work streams within the Sustained Action for Racial Equity Task Force, involving over 60 leaders within the company. The work streams are as follows. We focus on culture of inclusion and respect. We want to make sure we focus also on underrepresented talent within the company. My work stream that I'm co-leading is the business innovation and financial security work stream. And the last of the work streams is the partnerships and community work stream. We're very, very excited about the fact that we're trying to do our part to address systemic racism through those four work streams.
How do you measure whether you make progress?
There are various ways of measuring progress. Taking talent, for instance, one of the things that we're thinking about is how we make sure that we recruit more Black and African Americans into the company, we support their growth, and also enable such people to get promoted.
How do you see that in the confines of where you're headquartered in Milwaukee, in the community that is surrounding Northwestern Mutual?
We have always been a very, very impactful member of the community, and we recognize that Milwaukee has some unique challenges. And as a company that has a local presence here, we're very, very committed, and we continue, based related to the Sustained Action for Racial Equity, we continue to think about how we can ensure that this is a very thriving community, while also thinking about what we may do nationally since we have clients across the nation.
We're talking with Abeem Kolawale, who is Northwestern Mutual's Vice President of Digital Innovation. We're discussing a venture capital fund expressly for Black-founded startups and how Northwestern Mutual is taking steps in this area to be more inclusive. Are you getting a business off the ground in Wisconsin? How difficult is it to get seed money? Are you a Black entrepreneur? What do you need most in establishing your startup? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Abeem Kolawale here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing a new investment by Northwestern Mutual to put $20 million into Black-founded startups, and they say this is just the beginning. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. One statistic out there, Black founders receive roughly 1% of venture capital funding in America, cited there in Harvard Business Review and elsewhere. Are you a Black entrepreneur? Who has helped fund your business startup? Who have your mentors been to help get your business off the ground? And what do you want to say about pitching an idea as a person of color looking out at a white boardroom? 800-642-1234. We have Abeem Kolawale, who leads digital innovation at Northwestern Mutual, chairs its investment committee for its Cream City Venture Capital Fund, and he stays with us. Abeem, what about the generator that is also in partnership with this investment fund? Tell us about the Black Founder Accelerator program.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Kate. We wanted to make sure that we had an ecosystem approach. It's one thing to have the $20 million set aside, but we recognized that it's also very important to enable Black founders to have an immersive experience in a program like the Accelerator program in partnership with Generator. That program is a 12-week program. We have two cohorts in every given year, and in each cohort we expect to have five Black businesses that would receive some funding, but also the kinds of support and immersive experience over 12 weeks that enables graduates of that programs to be in great shape to then apply for follow-on funding. So we're looking at this as an ecosystem approach that really enables broad support for Black and African American founders in addition to access to capital.
How is the Cream City Labs involved in this and the Cream City Venture Capital Fund?
The Cream City Venture Capital Fund is separate from it's a separate endeavor, but nonetheless, another endeavor, again, to your point earlier on, focused on southeastern Wisconsin and focused on opportunities to support underrepresented businesses, but also other businesses that may not necessarily fit in those four categories that I mentioned previously. So Cream City Venture Capital does not have a restriction with respect to those four categories I mentioned.
Okay.
It's really for any business, any startup business in the South Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin area.
When the group goes through the generator program, what are some things that they're learning in these 12 weeks?
They're learning a variety of things, depending again on how on the business model. But I would expect that whether it's marketing, whether it's product design, whatever the challenge is that the particular business may be facing, maybe it's pressure testing the business model again, the immersive program is designed to really help you think about your business model. Oftentimes, the businesses that would be applying into that program are pre-revenue and pre-product. So there could be a variety of business challenges, but the program is really designed to help you think about how you may get to revenue, think about what your products are, and how you may acquire customers, as an example, and market to be able to ensure that you have good product market fit.
What would be a typical investment with seed money for one of these entrepreneurs? What type of funds do they need to get started?
I would expect that coming out of the Accelerator program, an investor would be looking at anywhere in the range of $500,000 to $1 million, depending again on their business model and what they need to sustain their operations and move on to the next round of financing. We in Office Mutual would often invest in the seed round through the Series B round up to about $5 million. So again, it depends on what the investor may be looking at. But one would expect that they would be looking at anything from $500,000 and up to really help to ramp up their operations.
Do you find that entrepreneurs are going it alone, or do they often have partners in their vision or people around them who are also putting in the grueling hours of work to get this business off the ground?
We have generally found that founders would have partners. You know, again, it depends on the nature of the business model, but oftentimes you have different types of expertise that founders bring to bear. So we would find sometimes individual founders, but oftentimes you have co-founders, and you may have a CEO founder, but has a supporting cast, again, to sort of round out the expertise. And investors oftentimes would look at the team, what kind of a team you have to create the confidence that you are really thinking about all aspects of your business and making sure you have the right expertise to bring to bear.
We're talking with Abeem Kolawale, who is Vice President of Digital Innovation at Northwestern Mutual. We're looking at efforts to help Black entrepreneurs get access to startup capital and why some people of color are often locked out. What questions do you have about Northwestern Mutual's venture capital program? Are you interested in how their startup accelerator works? Have you ever participated in an accelerator program? What was it like? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Abeem, in the hundreds of applications that have started flowing in, what percentage are from Wisconsin? Is there a Wisconsin representation?
That's a good question. I believe it's Wisconsin representation. Unfortunately, I don't know what the breakdown percentage-wise is. Applications are still coming in, actually. But we're hearing that we're definitely getting a broad diversity of applications, which is very, very heartening. That the demand is certainly out there, and people are very encouraged by the program. But I just don't have the breakdown now relative to national footprint versus applications from the Wisconsin area.
Abeem, the vast majority of venture capitalists in Silicon Valley are white and they're men, and so that is where the funding has gone. How do you change the system?
The system can be changed little by little, and I think the step we're taking is a huge step to signal the disparity in terms of access to capital. But beyond the access to capital, like I said, we have the Accelerator program, which is also a nice wraparound. But a third aspect of that is Northwest Mutual Futures Ventures now has a venture platform, which is designed beyond, again, the capital to create exposure and enable, create access, I would say, for Black founders to the contacts and connections. And these are initial steps to begin to level the playing field. It will take a while, but we're very excited that between the set-aside funding, the Accelerator program, and the venture platform that creates access to the networks, that we begin to hopefully even the level playing field. It certainly will take a while because we talked about the years of systemic racism and inequality as it relates to success and access to capital.
Is there enough access to capital, enough venture capital and angel investors outside of Silicon Valley, outside of San Francisco, outside of New York? What is it like for seed money here in the heartland?
In terms of funding that's focused on Black founders, I don't think there's enough. Obviously, I'm heartened to know that over the last year, I have seen a lot more spring up, and I'm hoping that that continues to grow because certainly one company can't do it alone. So I'm heartened, and I've heard a fair amount of announcements thus far, and we expect to be able to collaborate with some of those other funds. Long story short, I expected it to be a proliferation over the next couple of years, but this is just the beginning.
Since the death of George Floyd, how have you seen Northwestern Mutual change?
Great question. It started off with our CEO who put together this task force, but even before the task force, we had had a diversity and inclusion focus, but recognized that that was not enough. And this is something that is being led by the CEO himself. So it speaks to the fact that we need to have this organic growth within Northwest Mutual and resurgence of a focus on diversity and inclusion across the board. So all leaders are being held accountable. We're very intentional about creating the right environment, the right culture that's conducive for all people to make sure we're able to bring our best selves to work. So I'm very excited about the groundswell, the additional groundswell on the heels of the diversity and inclusion efforts. And the 60 leaders who are at the table helping to drive the task force are very excited, very committed, and I'm expecting to see more sustained results over the next couple of years. As an African-American executive myself at the company, I can tell you that I am convicted that we are on the right path. We have the right momentum. We have the right leadership. And our employees are looking to see exactly what we're doing. And I'm very sure that over the next couple of years, we will have some additional data points, proof points, to show the degree of success and results that we're achieving.
Yeah, in the last couple seconds here, what type of success do you hope to see out of this $20 million investment in Black-founded startups?
The ideal vision would be to run out of funding and to have to set aside additional funding, to be honest. That's the kind of success I expect. But again, beyond the funding is to also make sure we're closing the gaps as it relates to access to connections to a network and make sure that we're beginning to level the playing field. That would be very, very exciting. And I look forward to a day when all this will be behind us.
Abeem, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. Very much appreciated.
Abeem Kolawale is Vice President for Digital Innovation at Northwestern Mutual. He chairs the investment committee for its Cream City Venture Capital Fund. Ahead this hour, we have the Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services as we ask why the vaccine rollout is slow and who is eligible next. Your questions on vaccine distribution, 800-642-1234. Stay with us. News update is next on the Ideas Network.